I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hopes are fading fast for speeding up Pennsylvania's vote count. Counties want to be allowed to open hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots before Election Day, so they're ready to be counted on Election Day. But the governor and legislative leaders have not been able to agree on a plan, and they're blaming each other for the impasse. Our Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward reports.
Montgomery County says as of Saturday, they've processed more than 240,000 ballot applications. They nearly have 52,000 back already, but they and all other PA counties can't start opening those envelopes until 7 a.m. Election Day. They'd asked the state legislature to give them up to 3 weeks to start prepping ballots to count, but while a bill passed the House, it's been stuck in a state Senate committee for about a month and a half. Governor Tom Wolf says he tried to work with GOP leaders in the House and Senate to reach an agreement.
We had conversations that didn't lead anywhere, and I understand the House Republicans just put out a press release a few minutes ago saying that's dead, so I'm taking them at their word.
In that press release, House GOP spokesman Jason Gottesman says Governor Wolf threatened to veto the bipartisan legislation passed by the House that addressed pre-canvassing and other elections issues. Gottesman accuses the governor of, in his words, showing little willingness to move away from his party's wish list. Montgomery County officials won't guess how long it will take to open and count ballots, but they and other counties say they'll be working 24-hour days till every vote's counted. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.